In September, drilling for shale gas in Doddridge County went wrong when operators accidentally drilled into one of their own wells that was engaged in production. West Virginia's Department of Environmental Protection confirmed late last week that the accident contaminated water wells. The DEP issued citations to Antero Resources for breaching one of their own wells. The incident occurred at Antero's five-well Prim pad in Doddridge County, 641 feet below the surface. When operators realized there was a problem, they went to investigate the surrounding community to look for indications of any adverse effects. They found artesian flow around three wells, which in this case is when water is under pressure to the point that it flows up out of the ground. It was then determined that a nearby abandoned well, dug sometime before 1929, an active conventional well, and at least one private water well were all pressurized as a result of the collision. The DEP reports that we now know three private water wells were definitely impacted. Test results show elevated levels of benzene and toluene in all three wells. The DEP reports that at their height, the chemical levels were four times higher than the legal limit. Benzene and toluene are highly carcinogenic chemicals commonly used in gas drilling processes, but the DEP cannot confirm where these chemicals came from, since there were other gas wells impacted by the incident. DEP officials say water sampling continues as levels of benzene and toluene are trending down and that the investigation is ongoing. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.